Hi everyone, and welcome to HungarianPod101.com. This is Lower Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 2, A Difficult Hungarian Encounter. I'm Simone.
And I'm Csaba. Sziasztok.
In this lesson, we're going to continue talking about the imperative.
The conversation takes place on the street, at a bus stop.
It's between Sarah and a new character, a random guy on the bus. Sarah is asking him to hand her down her bag.
They're about the same young age, so they use informal language.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Hey, hoho, léci dob le a táskám? Fenn hagytam a buszon. Piros színű.
Ez az?
Nem, a másik. Nyisd ki a szemed, piros.
Jól van, na, igazad van. Legyél óvatosabb legközelebb.
Köszi a tanácsot. Te meg tanuld meg a színeket. Na, ide adod?
Benne van a névjegyed? Vagy a telefonszámod?
Ne reménykedj!
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Hey, haho, lejtsi dobd le a táskám. Fenn hagytam a buszon. Piros színű.
Ez az?
Nem, a másik. Nyisd ki a szemed. Piros.
Jól van, na. Igazad van. Legyél óvatosabb legközelebb.
Köszi a tanácsot. Te meg tanuld meg a színeket. Na, ide adod?
Benne van a névjegyed? Vagy a telefonszámod?
Ne reménykedj!
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Hey, haho, léci dobd le a táskám? Fenn hagytam a buszon. Piros színű. Hey, hello, could you throw me down my bag? I left it on the bus. It's red.
Ez az?
Is this it? Nem, a másik. Nyisd ki a szemed, piros.
No, the other one. Open your eyes. Red.
Jól van, na, igazad van. Legyél óvatosabb legközelebb.
All right, you're right. Be more careful next time.
Köszi a tanácsot. Te meg tanuld meg a színeket. Na, ide adod?
Thanks for the advice. And you should learn the colors. So, will you give it to me?
Benne van a névjegyed? Vagy a telefonszámod?
Is your name card in there? Or your phone number?
Ne reménykedj.
You wish.
Alright, so that was the dialogue for this lesson. Do you want me to use a painful segue, or will you just start talking about bus stations and trains?
There are two main bus stations in Budapest. The first one is Stadionok. The other is Népliget, which is right next to the park of the same name.
I used to live near a train station. It was horrible.
Well, train stations are rarely a delight. Especially in Budapest, they attract all kinds of people. Even if you're traveling on a shoestring, don't be tempted to sleep at the train station. Which station was it?
Keleti.
That building looks nice, but the neighborhood less so.
That is true of most train stations I've been to in Hungary. Take a picture in the daytime and leave. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
Légyszi.
Please, informal.
Légyszi. Légyszi.
Next.
Dob.
Throw.
Dob. Dob.
Next.
Hagy.
Leave.
Hagy. Hagy.
Next.
Busz.
Bus.
Busz. Busz.
Next.
Scene.
Color.
Scene. Scene.
Next.
Óvatos.
Careful.
Óvatos. Óvatos.
Next.
Tanács.
Advice.
Tanács. Tanács.
Next.
Névjegy.
Card, name.
Névjegy. Névjegy.
Next.
Reménykedik.
Hope.
Reménykedik. Reménykedik.
And last.
Igaz.
True. Correct. Right.
Igaz. Igaz.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What's the first one you're going to explain?
In the dialogue, we heard the word létszi, which is a short, informal way of saying létszíves.
Please, can you use this in a sentence?
Létszi, adj egy tollat.
Please give me a pen.
Létszi, adj egy tollat.
This is, of course, very informal. What else is there?
We heard the word for a color, piros színű.
Red.
The first word, piros, is red. The second one is színű, and it means of the color. This is a ready-made construction, and you can just add a noun after.
So, red coat would be?
Piros színű kabát. If you want to, you can also just use a simpler construction and leave the word színű out of the sentence entirely. Piros kabát.
Give us an example sentence, please.
A zöld szoknya jól áll.
The green skirt looks good on you.
A zöld szoknya jól áll.
All right, and what's next?
There was a good expression in the dialogue. Ne reménykedj.
You wish, or quit dreaming.
Yes, the literal translation is don't be hoping. I repeat that. Ne reménykedj.
So, if you ask for my phone number.
Megadod a számod.
Will you give me your number?
Megadod a számod.
Now, I can just say, ne reménykedj.
I'm sure you've been wanting to say that to someone for years.
All right, let's go to the grammar now. In this lesson, we're going to discuss the imperative and regular verbs.
Unlike our last lesson, regular verbs are easier to conjugate. You get a verb from the dictionary and apply the handy table in our lesson notes.
All right, let's go through the sentences in the dialogue.
The first one is, Létszi dobla a táskám.
Could you throw me down my bag?
I'll repeat. Létszi dobla a táskám. We've just discussed létszi, or please, in the vocab section. Dob is a verb that means throw. The second person singular imperative conjugation is a d.
Therefore, we had dobd.
Right. Also, you should remember that in Hungarian, verbs conjugate differently depending on whether the noun following is definite or indefinite.
Let's see. The noun is a táskám, or my bag. This is definite.
Correct. Definite imperative conjugation for you is just adding the letter D to the verb.
What other examples do you have from the dialogue?
Tanuld meg a színeket.
Learn the colors.
I repeat again. Tanuld meg a színeket. Tanul is learn. Now listen carefully. Tanuld is the imperative.
Again, the d.
Right. The noun that follows is the colors. It's definite, so it's the same conjugation.
If the noun is indefinite, how does this conjugation look?
Then you have to add a different ending, y.
Can you give us an example?
I'll come up with a similar one. Dobj le egy kólát.
Throw me down a bottle of Coke.
Dobj le egy kólát. If you listen carefully, you'll hear that in this case we said dobj. This is the indefinite conjugation. Why did we use the indefinite conjugation?
Because the noun that follows is a Coke, indefinite.
Exactly. This should give you a rough idea about how these imperatives work.
So far we have seen and provided you with the conjugation of the 9 usual suspects,
which you can find in our previous lesson,
and the conjugation of regular verbs. Is there anything left?
If you encounter verbs that end in esh, s, or z, and sometimes te, you should treat them with extreme prejudice. Those are often irregular.
I think we're fine for this lesson. Don't forget to check the lesson notes, everyone.
If you have any questions, please leave us a comment. Want a free way to build your Hungarian vocabulary?
Follow our Hungarian word of the day at HungarianPod101.com.
See and hear the word of the day.
Plus sample phrases and sentences.
Get these daily vocabulary alerts on Facebook, Twitter, and the HungarianPod101.com blog.
And add this widget to your own website or blog. They're available in 35 languages.
Get these easy instructions at HungarianPod101.com. Until next time, sziasztok!
Bye!
Hey, hoho, létszi dob le a táskám? Fennhagytam a buszon. Piros színű.
Ez az?
Nem, a másik. Nyisd ki a szemed, piros.
Jól van, na, igazad van. Legyél óvatosabb legközelebb.
Köszi a tanácsot. Te meg tanuld meg a színeket. Na, ide adod?
Benne van a névjegyed? Vagy a telefonszámod?
Ne reménykedj!